This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Sales of aluminum are on the rise. That's at least in part because using light aluminum in products can have environmental benefits. But there's a dirtier side. Aluminum production is energy intensive. Julie Grant of the environmental reporting project Allegheny Front looks at the emerging demand for greener aluminum.
In 2015, Ford ads boasted about the new metal in the body of its iconic F-150 truck.
The only pickup with a high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Replacing steel with aluminum improved fuel efficiency. The lighter weight shaved 700 pounds off the truck, and that reduced tailpipe emissions. Soon, other U.S. automakers followed suit. Industry analysts expect a continued upward trend in aluminum use. One reason? California and 12 other states are moving forward with tougher fuel efficiency standards, as are Europe and other countries. Christine Keener is VP of sales with Alcoa. She says aluminum will help these efforts.
It is lightweight, it's durable, it's corrosion resistant.
This means the finished products can be friendlier to the climate. But making aluminum still has a heavy climate impact. Worldwide, producing one ton of it creates nearly 12 tons of carbon. That's almost six times the carbon emitted from producing a ton of steel. Automakers and other industries face increasing pressure to reduce carbon down the entire supply chain. But Alcoa's Keener says not all aluminum is equal. Chinese producers rely heavily on coal for power. U.S. manufacturer Alcoa says its carbon emissions are half the worldwide average because it uses hydroelectricity. Keener says demand for this lower impact aluminum is growing.
There is more interest out there from consumers, and we're starting to see it in particular in European automotive and packaging.
In fact, a group of producers and manufacturers, including Alcoa and Apple, are working together to create green manufacturing standards. Fiona Solomon is director of the Aluminum Stewardship Initiative based in Australia.
Our aim is really to try to maximize the contribution of aluminium to a sustainable society.
The group expects to start green aluminum certification by the end of the year. In Pittsburgh, I'm Julie Grant for Marketplace.